Mo in Texas is having some issues with the roof. What can we do for you today?
Yes, the leading edge on the west side of my roof, which is about approximately 30 feet of it, has been lifting up about 3 feet up onto the roof, and I'm trying to figure out how I can keep those staying down before they break.
Huh. So the shingles are like loose and the whole thing is like lifting up and flopping in the breeze?
Yes.
Huh. Well, it sounds to me like it was never nailed. So this is asphalt shingles?
Yes, they are.
All right, so what you're going to do is this. Asphalt shingles tend to have like sort of a sealant under the tab and they stick together. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying that you should do this because you have to get on the roof to do that, but I'll tell you how it's done. Somebody gets on the roof, they take a flat bar, right? It's like a, sort of like a crowbar, except it's sort of flattened out at the end. So it's like a thick putty knife. And they very carefully work it under each shingle so the shingle tab loosens but doesn't rip. So you can flop up the shingle tab and then put a nail underneath it. You put a little dab of tar, you put a nail in the shingle tab, and then you nail the shingle down, then you bring the tab back over so it's completely closed. And you do that in four or five places, and then that's going to nail down that piece of roof. But you basically have to place the nails underneath the shingles. To do that, you have to lift them up. To lift them up, you have to use the flat bar to kind of break the seal.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
No problem. That's the way you do it, my friend.
Have a great one. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.